President Carter. Well, congratulations, congratulations. I saw your name on the list. I said, well, that's great. So we sit over here. I think they want to take a picture during our meeting.
Well, that's we have been in such a wonderful
We have that city as much as we can like. Will you be here tomorrow?
No, I am leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, it's a time to have the diplomatic reception.
Positive and not constructive sense. Oh, I am sure. I know. them confidence that the institution is still there and is still meaning something. And their response is excellent, very favorable. I think that there have been some disorientation, doctrinal level, we had experienced, it was some sort of, let's say, philosophical shock, or a shock in the sense of a kind of conflict of mentality, you know, from the traditional to the very modern and almost the mentality present is something which they conceive the life and thought in constant motion without anything stable, fixed. Any principle, this elimination of the metaphysical, the distinction between being and living and you know, the essence.
Right.
Everything is instant, is living, is moving, is developing. There is no more distinction. Well, that had to come into conflict with those fixed notions and ideas and principles, which were a term of reference for people. Now they find themselves their own truth, their own good. It's something living. I think this is leveling down to a more reasonable and more realistic way.
Well, I was going to suggest that I'm sure it's wrong to have an opportunity, of course, to see this oldest. You were talking about, I'm glad after all these years we finally have the war over. Use it for constructive purposes. I'm not trying to suggest, and with recent presumptions, suggest what Rome should do about these things. And after all, they've thought about it all. But as I look at the world from my layman's point of view, it's potentially a very dangerous situation in some areas, because these forces of radical change take it out of hand.
Well, I appreciate very much, and I understand you.
We talk more about this, yes.
But I may see for you.
Sure.
The fact that what you just mentioned is a judgment that the United States have been a real moderating influence, even in Latin America, things could have got much more easily out of hand if they did not find that stability or an influence in the hierarchy of the United States. That's my conviction. And I know also because they came here, many, to find encouragement and help for their own purpose.
Sure.
And they didn't find it. So it has been a real moderating influence in the hierarchy of the United States in the southern hemisphere.
The hierarchy here, yeah.
And I think that it will continue that and I think that because President and the government can have your eye, not that you personally have feeling that sense of confidence and trust, but for general purposes, we have look very much to the hierarchy, the attitude, and the disposition of the hierarchy of the United States as an example, as a model almost for all the others. If we had this disorientation in this country, that would have been tragic, probably for this country, for many other countries.
We would hope to maintain our very close contact with the Vatican and working over these next 4 years, which is as long as I will be here. I hope you know this will be your long end of that. But we want to, if it seems that the temporal and the spiritual forces must work together. We have separation of church and state, but I know enormous influence the Catholic Church has in the world. It's an influence for good. Our influence we also want to keep for good. And by exchange of information alike, I think we can contribute to this world in a great deal.
Should I say how much is appreciated your personal interest in the Catholic schools and the Catholic systems?
We're going to put that in, and so that way it'll be in our tax bill for about 3 weeks. I've got the leaders all lined up for it. Yes, I got Mills and Congressman Mills and Senator Long, and they will agree to support it. There'll be a little fight because some of the people we have in our budget too.
Thank you. I know that the Holy Father would appreciate very much because you've spoken to me a lot of times, and he's so pleased.
Well, it's good too that a Protestant can do it. See, a Catholic is not really
sure. That's true.
But a Protestant can.
That's right.
And so I made the promise, and I will keep the promise. Keep the schools alive.
I return.
Well,
you see, we know that the doors are open there. And it's a great design of cooperation also for the supercomputing science. And then problems of motor reconstruction and everywhere, especially in the afternoon. It was a
wish
to assure your kindness and
I wish we could.